So we are just want to say something first. We had a elder weekend, and we were able to really take time apart and for the Lord, of course. And we want to thank you for all the prayers that we received and everybody that prayed for us. And the team today is meeting each other. Which one of you knows who was the first meeting with somebody? So you can think. And usually the first time you meet something, it's your mother, and then it's the doctor and the father, of course, and your brothers and your sisters, and you recognize them. You know, that's how it works. You meet each other, you talk to each other, and it's pretty normal, the way you were raised. And God was, of course, there the first time. You know, God saw all. Even in the womb of our mothers, the Lord knew us and saw us. And of course, we read in the beginning of the Bible how Adam was created by the Lord, received his breath of life from the Lord itself, and they were disobedient. We know the story. And the Lord just looked for Adam. He was looking. The Lord is looking for us because of the original sin. It is difficult for us. But then there was Lord Jesus, of course, to clear the road so that we could meet the Lord truly. Thank the cross of Jesus. And, you know, do we want to meet the Lord? Is that our desire? Is that how can we meet God? We can meet him, of course, by reading his word or praying or just talking to the Lord. And if you really know somebody well, you start recognizing him, of course. And of course, if somebody calls you, you know their name because you recognize their voice. But and somehow, by talking to the Lord a lot and praying a lot, you know, you start to recognize the different voices in your heart, and one of them is the Lord. And, you know, sometimes you hear something else. But the more and more you pray and become a mature Christian, you will, of course, understand what the Lord says to him, to you. You know, and it is written, I am knocking, and whoever opens, I will enter, and we will have a meal. And that is truly the first meeting when we met the Lord, of course, when he came in our hearts. And thank you, meeting each other. Good morning. Good morning. Meeting each other. Who did you meet this morning? I was able to spoke to Mark today. So I heard about him, his story, his life, and what is Jesus doing in his life, of course. How he raises his family in the Lord, and always takes time for the Lord. You know, and the first meeting was, of course, in paradise. The Lord met Adam and Eve, walking with them in the breeze, the evening breeze. The Lord walked with Adam and Eve, and they looked at the paradise and all its splendor and beauty. You know, it just he was just strolling with them, listening to each other. And if I think about meeting somebody, and Maartje already said it, Moses, of course, who met the Lord in the shape of a burning bush, burning, but there was a flame that did not burn the bush, and the holiness of the presence was there. There was a fire, but no burn damage. And the Lord is so holy, and he looks upon us, and he still wants to meet us, but we cannot reach him, because the Lord is so great and holy that we cannot be with him. We were or are sinful people, weak in the flesh, and sometimes we sin and we do things that the Lord does not like, but you know, like Moses, we can come. And Moses, of course, heard the voice of the Lord. And the Lord said, stop, this is holy ground, take off your shoes. And the shoes are in this image, the shoes of sin, covered by the dust of our sins. And, you know, Moses came forward and met the Lord. And in the tabernacle, the Lord lived with men. And he gave Moses a commandment, create me a tabernacle. And Moses did it. He did a great work, and the Lord lived there among the people of Israel. And it's just so beautiful, you know, Moses meeting the Lord, and his after meeting the Lord, his face shined for a month, you know, there was his face just lit up in the dark, you know, so just like a real bright light from the face of Moses, because he saw the Lord. But, you know, if we are truly burdened by our sins, it's difficult for us to come to the Lord. And, of course, the Lord had a temple. But the biggest sign of the Lord wanting to live with us is giving his son to die for our sins. And, you know, Jesus was without sin, and he carried all the burdens and sin of the men. It was laid upon Jesus, and he suffered for our sins. But we are forgiven now. So, because of this, we can come to the Lord, you know, to that the Lord wants to live in our heart. So, it's just so beautiful to be close to the Lord and to listen to the Holy Spirit and do things that we thought impossible. Things that Jesus did, and maybe even greater, I cannot imagine it. But if we listen to his voice, there will happen great, many beautiful things will happen if we listen to the voice of the Lord. And of course, it's always good to meet the Lord, but it's also good to meet our brothers and sisters. Oh, good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. So we had the wedding of Henry and Nice lately, and it just stirred something up in me. Just meeting each other. So maybe somebody was in love at one point in their lives. So how nice. And, you know, people fall in love and they marry, of course. Oh, that's so wonderful. Praise the Lord. Just meeting each other. Starting relationships with each other. And, you know, if you think about the first time you met somebody, who remembers the first time they fell in love, you know, you are touched by somebody else, what you didn't know that you had. Of course, we look upon Jesus. The first meeting of Jesus was super special, of course. And it touches you and stirs something in you. You know, you meet the Lord, he comes in your life, and a great thing happens. And if we look in the Bible, at the Gospel, the people that met Jesus, things happened in their lives. If you meet the Lord, something will happen. But you can meet someone, but what happens after that? Not every meeting ends in a relationship. So you can meet the Lord, but maybe you don't have a relationship with him. Remember the rich young man that met the Lord and that asked, "Let me follow you, Lord." And Jesus said, "Sell everything that you have." And the young man left, is saddened. And I just had such a beautiful talk with somebody just now. You know? God wants to meet us and to have a relationship with us. You know? The Lord wants to truly be with us, live in our hearts. I have a nice wife. And after the first time that I met her, I was crazy in love. So beautiful, it was so nice for me. I had only one desire, to be with her the rest of my life. And we are so happy, happy. And we walk together in life. And we don't have to meet each other anymore, because we live together. But sometimes we have to meet each other again, to be take time for each other. You know, and of course we also have to take time with the Lord to build a relationship with the God. So meeting the Lord, have you met Jesus? Is he your first love? And did you walk with the Lord? You know, he doesn't want us to just walk around a little bit. No, the Lord wants us to follow him. And that we know that the Lord is there. We follow him, and as we go with the Lord, sometimes we lose our first love, the first love that we had for the Lord. But let's not have this, people. Let's just really, focus on building a relationship with the Lord, like we do in our marriage, of course. That we can truly have a nice moment with the Lord or something. With some wine. So it's not just a walkabout with the Lord. No, it's truly following him. It's just so important that you take time for each other. And to really listen to the other. And to really share your heart with the Lord. You know, just being intimate with the Lord just really increases the love that you feel and the things that you experience with the Lord, of course. And there are so many different people here in the room. so many different people, and how can we be one with each other? It's a miracle of the Lord. And we are so different, and we think about things different. Maybe our life is not the same. But of course, we are building in a relationship with the Lord, and you know, we are the body of Christ, so it's also good